From 1971, this is Green, everybody. The album To Help Somebody, the song High Time. Sounds like old Bill Clinton on the saxophone. That's how I like to imagine it. Clay Pigeon with your Dusty Show. Stay with me. The TNP gets rolling, baby. What's your first name?
Andrew.
So, Andrew, it sounds like you know WFMU.
Yeah, one of the best freeform stations in the country.
But how old are you, man?
31. I had to think about it.
31. Has that time gone past quickly since you graduated from high school?
So, I was thinking the other day it's going to be, I guess, a 15-year reunion soon.
Do you feel old?
No. Never in New York, right?
So, do you pay attention to politics?
I'm following it a little, yeah.
Who do you like?
Oh, man. I think the Democratic race is interesting right now.
Since Iowa?
Yeah, exactly. Bernie's looking a little strong, so I probably would have caucused for him.
Are you feeling the burn?
A little bit. You know, I do wonder how much the hashtag feel the burn is leading people to actually vote for him. It's pretty catchy.
If Hillary ends up being the nominee, will you pull the lever for her?
Oh, absolutely. If given our other choices that look like they're going to happen.
Is it Rubio's time now on the right? Is he making the big move?
It'll be really interesting to see if that's what the GOP thinks is right. It seems like he's ascending a little bit, but, you know, if you look at it, I think ultimately it's, unfortunately, I think we're going to be stuck with a Cruz Trump.
Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah.
What do you think of Trump?
I mean, wow, entertaining. It's entertaining in a terrifying way.
Have you been a fan of the president over these last 8 years?
Yeah, you know, I think I am going to miss Obama. I think he's done a lot for the country. I think he's been presidential. And I think we're going to look back on this as he didn't get a fair shake necessarily from the public, but it's been a good 8 years overall.
Are you optimistic about your future?
That's a really good question. I think tempered. Is a better way to put it.
Tempered optimism.
Yeah, in the last 10 years, yeah, it's been tempered. But it's interesting because I think Bernie, for instance, I think it's bringing back a lot of that enthusiasm. I've noticed that with young people especially, and thinking, you know, there's a bright, sunshiny day ahead.
Is there room for some socialism in your government?
We'll find out.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners, man, on WFMU here in New York, all around the world?
Exactly. Keep listening to WFMU. That's one institution we need to keep afloat, despite what happens. Yeah.
Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll give you my card.
Yeah.
Historicity is the name of the album. V.J. Iyer. Hope I'm saying that right. I-Y-E-R. The song is Helix by V.J. Iyer. Historicity, 2009. I like this. Check in on the Acu. P90's there. Red Kayak. Gabra Boccia. V. Priceless. Greg from Zone 5. The Acu veterans. 7 minutes after 6, TNP, Hardy, coming up at 7, Miracle Nutrition. Stay with me until then. Clay Pigeon, Dusty Show. More to come. Thank you. B90 says he's feeling the burn in New York City. Marcel checking in. How do you guys feel? Did you pay attention to politics heading into Iowa? Did you think Bernie would upend Hillary there? Were you surprised Cruz won? Does it mean anything at all as we head to New Hampshire? Donald Trump, Rubio on the rise. Infinitely interesting. Alice Cooper's 68th birthday today, B. Priceless says. Melinda likes the jazz. I have some Michael Bruce queued up later. V. Priceless, old Alice Cooper band member, great songwriter Mike Bruce. You'll like this track, it's later. Dean says Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire has passed away. Haven't confirmed. Hope that's not true. One of the greats, Maurice White. First name?
Lloyd.
Lloyd, do you pay attention to politics just a little bit or quite a bit?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. It's getting interesting now as the election draws nearer. Are you starting to pay a little more attention?
Just a little bit more attention.
I suppose you formed an opinion on Donald Trump by now. He's been all over the news.
Yeah.
How do you feel about him?
I think he's an interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think in politics you definitely have to be an interesting character. But I don't see where he's got any very much content.
Much substance there.
Not much substance. You know, he's more just character.
Do you generally lean right or left?
Left.
Did you vote for Barack last time around?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Me too. Have you been happy with the job he's done?
Oh, my God. I'm ecstatic.
I mean, you hear the talk. Worst president ever. The country is going downhill.
What?
You hear that
it's
on
crazy.
The right.
He's actually been the most productive president in United States history. I mean, when you look at what presidents have done over the years, he's done more than any other president that I've ever known in my lifetime, and I'm 53. And yes, I've been following that pretty closely.
What would you tell him if you could meet him face to face?
I would tell him thank you, and, you know, congratulations, and, you know, God bless you, because, you know, believe it or not, the American people absolutely needed someone that could actually bring the country from nothing and back to, you know, prosperity.
Here's a question I've never asked, but it just came to me. What about Vice President Biden? Has he been a good right-hand man for the president?
Well, you know, vice presidents, as they are pretty much in the backdrop, and they don't really do much. But he hasn't caused any problems, so I guess, you know, he's done his job.
Do you see Hillary as the best way to continue the Obama legacy? Will you pull the lever for Hillary this fall?
If she's the nominee, probably.
Yeah.
But
would you vote for Bernie?
I could. I have to take a look closely at both of them, you know. But I could. I'm really kind of figuring them out right now. And I'm having some trust issues with Hillary.
Yeah, I hear that. People don't quite trust her.
Yeah, and the biggest...
Did the email thing bother you?
It wasn't even the email thing. It was that she was in Barack Obama's cabinet, and she slowly but surely she was eased out. And you're not eased out unless there's a reason to be eased out. So I'm suspect.
Are you optimistic about the future, your future and the country's future?
I'm optimistic about my future. I'm not optimistic about the country's future because I get the very strong feeling that a Republican is going to be in office. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's that time. It's cyclical. You know, it's that time. They're going to find a way, whether it's by honest voting or cheating, they're going to find a way to put a Republican into office.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners? A hopeful message from you for your fellow man and woman out there.
hopeful message basically is to keep loving one another, to reach out to your fellow man, to do whatever it is that is necessary in order to help someone else. And what I practice to do every day is to help someone. And if we do that each and every day, believe it or not, the world would be a much better place.
It's really nice talking to you, man.
Nice talking to you,
all
too.
All right, I'll give you my card. Hold on one second.
You know, in our lives, we all have many identities. We are sons and daughters and brothers and sisters. We're classmates. We're Cub Scout troop members. We're followers of our faith. We're citizens of our country. And today, there are voices in this world, particularly over the internet, who are constantly claiming that you have to choose between your identities. As a Muslim, for example, or an American, do not believe them. If you're ever wondering whether you fit in here, let me say it as clearly as I can. As President of the United States, you fit in here, right here. You're right where you belong. You're part of America, too.
This is Giles Giles and Fripp from 68. Robert Fripp from Crimson on guitar. Young fella.
When you stop and ask which way do we go, and they all say follow me, how do they know? So you follow on and stumble and fall, and the voice says, ah, who's he? Yourself away and sit for a while, and the band goes marching on. How do they know? How do they know?
Now you're beginning to realize the first will not be the last. Ask them please not to go so fast.
Stop and ask which way do we go, and they all say follow me. How do they know? So you follow on and stumble and fall, and a voice says, ah, who's he? How do they know?
I love this late 60s British sunshine.
How do they know?
A little psychedelic. Robert Fripp on guitar from King Crimson. How do they know? What's your first name?
Mike.
Mike and the other guy he doesn't know?
Travis.
Mike and Travis. Do you guys pay attention to politics at all?
Honestly, not so much. But, I mean, with the caucus and, you know, the primaries coming up, a little bit more now. So.
Yeah. Did you watch the Iowa results or hear about them?
I was paying attention. I watched a little bit, but I know, yeah, all the results and who won and stuff. Yeah.
How do you feel about Trump?
Oh, Trump's an idiot.
Oh, Trump, he's a jackass.
Yeah, I got to talk to you one at a time because I'm dealing with low fidelity here. Trump's a jackass?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not huge into politics, but Trump, just not. No Trump.
So who do you like? Are you feeling the burn?
I feel the burn.
Yeah, how about you?
I mean, if I had to choose somebody, yeah, I'm feeling the burn. Yeah.
Now, if Hillary gets the nomination, will you pull the lever for her?
Yeah, most likely.
You're not crazy about her, though?
No, not really, but I think any Democrat's better than the Republicans. So.
Is that the way your family feels? Is there a Republican in the family somewhere?
My dad is pretty staunchly conservative.
Who does he like?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure, but I don't think he's the biggest Trump supporter. My mom is definitely a little more moderate to liberal, so, but I don't think she'll vote for... She might vote for Bernie. I don't think she'll vote for Hillary, though.
How about your family? Is there a conservative in there anywhere?
They're conservative, but I don't think any of them like Trump or any of the Republican candidates.
How old are you, man?
27.
Are you optimistic about your future and the country's future?
I mean, it's a rough future we're looking at, but, I mean, you kind of got to make your own. I feel like a lot of my generation's just been slacking, so.
You still love America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, man? How old are you?
27.
27, and you love America?
Yeah.
Oh, talk about that.
Oh, I mean, it's a great, I mean, we're lucky to grow up in such a great country and have the choice to decide who's going to be president and stuff. So, I mean, it's a...
What's your dream? Where are you going to be at 40? What's going on?
At 40? Oh, man, I don't know. I imagine I'll have a house in the suburbs or something, you know?
So, kids?
No, probably no kids. No, I'm not, I don't want to deal with kids.
How about you?
Where I'm going to be in 40? At 40? Probably have a couple kids in the suburbs. Hanging out, working my ass off to pay for my kids.
Are you guys worried about the Zika virus?
Little bit now that, I mean, I've heard kind of some bad things about it with the, you know, South America and Latin America or Central America and stuff. Like, and now that's been, there was a case in New Jersey of somebody from Colombia and then the Texas. Like, so hope it doesn't spread, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they try to make us feel something, like afraid of something every couple months.
The media does it?
Like Ebola, yeah, then there was like something else before Ebola.
It's
an endless cycle of just trying to make you afraid of something. So just kind of be like, well, shit, it's a possibility.
Oh, now I got to edit you. What's your guys' message of peace and love to WFMU's listeners?
Oh, well, I mean, WFMU is a great station, and I don't listen to it too much. I mean, we're from Connecticut, so I, you know, listen every now and then on the internet and stuff, but I love WFMU, yeah.
How about you, man? What's your message to our listeners?
Well, guys, just work hard, enjoy. You know, you got to remember, America is still a great place. We just got to make it better.
He's a good gesture. you gestured. I like you. Yeah, that was good. I'm sorry I cut you off.
It's all right. Just got to feel the burn, baby.
All right, guys. Nice
support
talking
local
to you.
Radio.
I'll give you a card.
From CNN.
Look, the best way to avoid Zika is to not only not get mosquito bites, but to also avoid having sex with someone who's been in one of these Zika-infected regions or has been ill with Zika. The story that we now know, Jake, is that a man went to Venezuela, an area that we know Zika is circulating, came back, developed some symptoms of a Zika infection. He subsequently was found to have the Zika virus, as was his sexual partner, someone who had never left the United States. And that's how they confirmed this, in fact, was sexually transmitted within the United States.
Zika. Sanjay Gupta. Pontificating on Zika, our latest worry. Man, it's creepy. Creepy. This music's kind of creepy. I've been doing these hot downloads. Instead of the vinyl searching, I was starting to hoard. There's no more room at the... at the house for records. So I've been doing some hot downloads, trying to find stuff. I'm an old outdated old guy fishing around. What do I know? But I like the way this sounded. Autechra is the name of the organization. The song is Stud from the album Tri-Repeti, 1995 Warp Records. I'm glad you're out there. Clay Pigeon Dusty Show Thursday, TNP. The weekend just ahead. So much goodness to embrace. What is this, you guys? Is it click and bleep? Is that what it is? You young people, clue me in. What is this? Mutant, says Clay, stepping into the 90s. I knew I'd pronounce it wrong. Pronounced Autechra? Autechra, the master says, not Autechra. Chrissy's all over this. I never know what you young people will like. 22 minutes after 6 FMU. Stay with us.
What's your first name?
Chuck.
Chuck. Where are you from, Chuck?
I'm from Newtown, Connecticut.
And you're waiting to head home at the end of the day?
I am.
You're at Grand Central. Do you pay attention to politics, Chuck?
A little bit.
Starting to be a little more now as the election's starting to get closer and we're hearing about it. Do you have a favorite candidate or someone that you support?
I am going to be voting for Donald Trump.
Are you seriously?
I am.
What is it? Because you've heard all the negative about him. I could come at you with all the bad things they say about it. What do you like about him?
Just the fact that it's not politics, at least not the obvious politics. I'm tired of...
You're sick of Washington?
I am sick of Washington, exactly.
Has Obama disappointed you?
You know, I think the guy is doing the best job he thinks he's doing. I don't agree with a lot of his policies.
Were you disappointed to see Trump come in second in Iowa, or did you think that Cruz might win?
I was disappointed. I expected him to win. After the fact, I understand there could have been some...
Yeah, I know. We hear Trump complaining today that Cruz may have used some methods, saying that... who was it that was going to drop out?
Carson.
Ben Carson, so
he might have absorbed some of those votes.
Yeah, and it seemed like they like to paint him as a whiner now, sore loser.
What kind of people do we have running for office? No, it's honestly really, really dishonest, and I think I know why. You know why? Because he was born in Canada.
709 Chandler Harrison, largemouth first stop. Roll the pump check 28.11.
But it seemed like there was something worth looking into there.
I agree. I think there might have been some substance to what was said.
Suddenly, the announcer broke over the public address system at Grand Central Station, and our interview was swamped out. We could barely hear each other. Later, we talked a little about Ted Cruz.
Harvard-educated.
I'm just talking about from a political standpoint, not from an IQ standpoint. I think the guy positions himself, says the right thing. I heard he makes some mistakes. His criticism of Trump about being a New York politician, I think that hurt him. And I think it hurt Trump not showing up for the last Iowa debate.
But you would like a Cruz-Trump ticket?
I like Kasich.
A Kasich.
Yeah.
He seems dead in the water.
He is, but he's the guy that the country needs at this time. He's so financially responsible, I think, between him and Trump, they might together...
Rubio seems like the guy to worry about if you're a Trump fan.
Perhaps, but again, the guy is, I think his policies are conservative and would also benefit the country.
It's funny, as I've talked to... Republicans, that they actually seem to in some way respect Bernie Sanders, the man.
I would much rather see Bernie Sanders in office than Hillary Clinton. I hear him labeled as a socialist, and I'm against socialism, but I also have 3 kids in college, and I like the way he understands where other countries, the kids don't come out of school with a huge debt.
I picked a bad spot to interview you under this speaker. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Yeah, you had some good stuff.
This is Ian Lloyd and Stories from 73, the Brother Louie guy, great singer. The album... Traveling Underground, the song Earthbound Free Fall. This is so great, isn't it?
Into the sun.
Red Kayak says, Clay, play some Rush for us ARP members. He misses those days of playing lots of Rush on the Dusty Show. They'll come again. Let them breathe. Corey says, I wish Bernie was farther to the left.
That's where I need to be, right by your side. Watching moonrise, feel the morning. Out of touch yet, I know I'll be earthbound soon.
What's your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy, you pay attention to politics?
Yes.
Yeah, and you said you like Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really going after her about those emails and all that. Did she make a mistake with those?
She probably did nothing. I know she did nothing illegal, so she was not the only person who has done similar things. And was it perhaps a politically bad move? Maybe.
You think Bernie's going to fade? Right now, everybody's feeling the burn. Do you like Bernie Sanders?
I like what he stands for. I don't think his position is that far from Hillary's. I think she's far more experienced and far more able to get things done than he would ever be able to be.
If he were to win the nomination, would you vote for Bernie?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, here comes your friend here. Thank you. Have a good one.
Iowa, thank you. I think the people of Iowa have sent a very profound message to the political establishment, to the economic establishment, and by the way, to the media establishment. Yeah! That is, given the enormous crises facing our country, it is just too late for establishment politics and establishment economics.
What's your first name?
Carsten.
Carsten?
Carsten, yes.
Ah, Carsten, you're from Germany?
I'm from Germany, yeah.
Yeah, Deutschland.
Sehr gut.
Ein bisschen Deutsch.
Excellent.
Yeah, you're just visiting a vacation or
no,
business?
No, I live here. I live
oh, you do? How long have you lived here now?
More than 1.5 years now.
Do you like it? Do you like New York City?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. Very nice.
What do you miss most about Germany?
My family, actually. That's really what I will miss most, so...
Is that who you're waiting for here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go. What's your message to the people of the United States from a proud German?
Oh, wow. What I really like is, guys, you're very positive people, and that's what I take with me.
Do you like Obama? Do they like him in Germany?
Oh, yeah. He's very popular in Germany.
Do you like Merkel?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the Syrians? Should she have let them in?
Oh, yeah, totally. Sure. I think we need to help, and that's what she's going
to
do.
I'm glad to hear that, man. Nice to meet you. All
Thank
the best.
You. Okay.
So far, the U.S. hasn't been too welcoming to those caught between rebels and the Assad regime. After 3 years of fighting, only 109 Syrian refugees have been accepted.
Placid creature, standing in your June field.
Placid creature, standing in your June field with one. one more day of grazing before the slatted truck. And when it comes, you will go with quiet dignity across the yard, up the ramp, into the dark. Trusting creature, going to meet the final man with nothing on your face except for that familiar beauty. And he will eat you because he didn't look, because he didn't look, he didn't look.
This is Linda McCartney from her Wide Prairie album, posthumously released in 98. The song is Cow. That's Paul on guitar helping out. Linda McCartney, always remembered on the Dusty Show.
Placid creature, standing in your June field with one more day of grazing before the slatted truck.
Placid creature, standing in your June field with one more day of grazing before the slatted truck.
I miss Linda. They seem so happy together, Paul and Linda.
Placid creature, standing in your June field with one more day of grazing before the slatted truck. And he will eat you because he didn't look, because he didn't love, he didn't love.
What's your first name?
Oh, I'm going to be interviewed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Stephen.
Stephen, are you you live here in New York City?
I do.
Are you from here or from somewhere else?
From Long Island.
From Long Island, yeah. Billy Joel fan?
Yes.
Now, do you pay attention to politics?
I do.
You like it? It's fun for you?
Yes.
I love it. It's really fascinating.
Very much. In fact, I have a podcast where we...
Tell us about it. Give yourself a plug.
It's called Michigas. It's a couple of college buddies of mine. We talk about politics, sports, and we give each other a hard time.
Now, that's a strange name. Spell it so people...
Michigas. It's a playoff of Michigan. We all went to the University of Michigan.
M-I-C-H-I.
G-A-S.
G-A-S, like
yes.
Michigas.
So
okay.
Michigas, a Yiddish term.
Oh, it is.
Yes,
see,
it's
now
a Yiddish
I'm
term,
a old,
so it's, yeah.
Presbyterian
okay.
from Iowa. I just revealed
Iowa, very,
my ignorance.
Very in the news, Iowa.
Yeah, now, did you feel like others... We've heard a lot of derogatory comments aimed at Iowa in the last week. Were they deserved, or do you respect
at the
Iowa?
State? Well, I'm a Big Ten guy. I went to the University of Michigan, so I have the utmost respect for Iowa.
They're a good team this year.
Yeah, in football, yes. They lost me some money because I actually wagered on them in the Rose Bowl.
Stanford blew them
out. I'm a Big Ten guy, so I bet on Iowa and I lost. But anyway.
So who you betting on?
No, I don't fault the entire state of Iowa. I do think that it's... I fault the country that... I mean, how many people voted? 150,000 people in total in the Republican primary. I don't know how many on the Democratic side. So roughly 300,000 people on both sides. And that determines in some part who's going to be the president of the United States of America. I think that's... Excuse
Has
me,
America,
can I curse? I think that's
we,
effed up.
Have we lost our way? Is the dream over?
In my opinion, the media blows everything out of proportion for their own purposes, i.e. Donald Trump. So I think, you know, sensationalizes and makes a big deal about it. So Iowa, I think, not Iowa's fault. God bless, you know, do what you can. But I think it's the media's fault for making too much of what Iowa means.
if my facts are right, I don't think Iowa's picked the correct president of the United States. I don't know how long.
Oh, no.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, yeah. They picked Huckabee and Santorum in the last two.
Well, and whoever they picked on the... they did pick Barack Obama.
Have you liked the job Obama's done? You're making
I'm a registered Democrat, so I would give him mixed results.
Will you pull the lever for Bernie if he's the nominee? Are you feeling the burn at
depends,
all?
Highly unlikely, frankly. But if it's Bernie or Ted Cruz,
Do you like on the right? Would you go for Rubio?
I like John Kasich.
You like Kasich?
I like Jeb Bush. I like Jeb Bush. I like John Kasich. I like what used to be. I mean, the amazing thing about these guys is they're now considered moderates.
Yeah.
25 years ago, these guys would be right-wing conservatives. But I like the moderates in the field as it exists today.
They're hard to find.
Bob Dole was considered a hard-right conservative when I was a kid.
Jeb can't get any traction.
Yeah, he's tongue-twisted. He can't speak.
Rand's out now.
It was surprising me. What's funny about Rand Paul is I actually like Rand Paul because I think he believes in what he says, and I think he's smart. And I think he keeps everybody honest. And I think he called people out for their... May I curse on this? I think he called people out for their bullshit, you know? And I think he called all of them out. He was an equal opportunity bullshit caller outer.
Yeah.
You know, he called out Christie, he called out Rubio, he called out Cruz. He called them all out. It's a shame, I think, that he's out, actually. I think he's a truth seeker. And although I hate him for a lot of reasons, there's something about Chris Christie I like, too. It's not his personality. I think he's a bully. I think he would actually deal with the Democrats. I think he's shown that. I mean, he's shown that in New Jersey. I think he's a bully, and I don't think he's particularly smart, but I don't think any of these guys are that smart.
I felt that way.
I think Cruz is the smartest guy out there is Cruz. I mean, he's legitimately smart. I mean, the guy's Harvard Law School. I'm a lawyer. He's Harvard Law School Supreme Court clerk. You can't make that stuff up, right?
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners, Matt?
I just think that people need to find a way to get along and to respect other people who don't agree with you. I think that's the big problem.
Are you hopeful for the future of America?
I'm an optimist, but frankly, with this field, it's hard to be an optimist. If I had my druthers, my dream, and I go to see him blowing eyelashes, Michael Bloomberg. But that'll never happen.
Is he going to jump in?
I think Michael Bloomberg jumped in. I honestly, this is serious. I think he would be assassinated. I really do. I think he would be assassinated.
Why?
Why? Because he stands against everything that exists in this country. He stands against the coke industries. He stands against gun control. He stands against all these powers and these forces. He stands against the Clintons and everything they stand for, which I don't think is... And I'm a big Bill Clinton guy from way back until he, in my view, betrayed me and the rest of the country by his recklessness. Sorry, it's probably too long.
Yeah. No, it's good. Right. I'm going to wrap it up, though. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah,
man.
You too.
Good luck.
Thanks.
You're Michigas, M-I-C-H-I-G-A-S.
IGS, a podcast. We're on, you know, we're in the Apple Store. We've only had two episodes because I'm so busy I can't do that many more, but we're good. It's fun to listen to.
All right, man. Thanks. It sounds like it. You're a nice guy. Nice to meet you.
Take care.
I'll give you a card.
Peyton Manning.
I am excited about this week and looking forward to playing in this game. And I'm playing in my fourth Super Bowl, which I'm grateful for, but I'm happy for the guys playing in their first one.
Super Bowl. This is Michael Bruce from the old Alice Cooper Band. Great songwriter. Happy birthday, Alice, his 68th.
I've seen you out there on your own. I know the sweetness of your style.
That twin lead signature sound of the 70s, nice to hear. I can hear Ellis singing this. Michael Bruce. They're talking baseball on the Accu playlist. A lot of Orioles talk. Boog Powell. Jim Palmer in those underwear. What's your first name?
John.
John, do you pay attention to politics?
I do, unfortunately.
Yeah. Are you feeling the burn?
I feel the burn pretty good.
Were you surprised that he did so well in Iowa?
No. I wasn't sure he might win, but I thought he'd be pretty strong.
Do you like Hillary?
Yes.
Reluctant, yes?
Yes.
Why can't we get excited about Hillary?
You know, I think it's time for the future, you know? And I don't mind her, but she's made a lot of mistakes that make me question some of the judgment. I still think she'd be a much better at governing than at running, you know, campaigning.
What about Trump? What has he tapped into?
I'm not sure. Well, obviously he's tapped into the same thing that I think Bernie Sanders is tapping into. It's just on the other side. Everybody knows it's time for a change. I mean, what's going on is not working. And somebody really needs to do something drastic.
Hillary promises to do it. Does it seem like she might be more of same?
Yeah. Look, I think she's going to try to work with the other side. I don't think they're going to go for it at all. And I think we'll be stuck in the same cycle that we're in now.
I just talked to a man who said Rubio's in the driver's seat now.
I wouldn't say that. I still think Trump's got a very good shot at it.
Iowa, we love you. We thank you. You're special. We will be back many, many times. In fact, I think I might come here and buy a farm. I love it.
I can't say I like Donald Trump, but he certainly is surprising, and I don't think he follows any rules.
Well, it's good talking to you. What's your message of goodwill to our listeners in New York City and New Jersey, where this show airs, and around the world on today's WFMU?
I would just say keep your spirits high and look to the future.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
I'm still here, so yeah. You know.
You love America?
I guess basically, yeah. I mean, most of it, you know.
It's nice talking to you, man. All the best.
You too. Thank you.
Let me give you my car.
So this is the moment they said would never happen. For months, they told us we had no chance. For months, they told us because we offered too much optimism in a time of anger, we had no chance. For months, they told us because we didn't have the right endorsements or the right political connections, we had no chance. They told me that we have no chance because my hair wasn't gray enough and my boots were too high. They told me I needed to wait my turn, that I needed to wait in line.
This is your turn.
But tonight here in Iowa, the people of this great state event sent a very clear message. After 7 years of Barack Obama, we are not waiting any longer to take our country back. This is not a time for waiting. For everything that makes this nation great now hangs in the balance. This is a time where we need a president that will truly preserve and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, not one that undermines, attacks, and ignores the Constitution of the United States.
Things are heating up. This is John Waite.
People talking, and they're saying that you're leaving.
you've been living.
Great singer John Waite, formerly of the Babies. I think he's been in Ringo's All-Star Band, too. Change from 1982, the Ignition album. Ago. Is that possible? Where does the time go, you guys? I'm glad you're spending time with me, the TNP, Dusty, FMU, Hardy at 7.
What's your first name?
Debbie.
Debbie, I asked you if you'd make a comment about Hillary Clinton. You were a couple steps ahead of me, and because of that question, you stopped and said, okay. What made you want to stop and speak about Hillary?
I've been a longtime Hillary supporter since she ran for president before, and so...
You must be really excited right now.
I am very excited. Yeah. I am very excited.
Are you worried about Bernie? He's got some strength now.
I think he does have some strength, and I think he is a... I love to listen to him talk, and I think he's a man of integrity and has some great ideas. I just think that he's naive in the ability to get those things done, and I don't think he'd be as strong a leader of the free world.
I'd be surprised if he wins the nomination, but if he does, will you pull the lever for him?
That remains to be seen. I'm not comfortable I consider myself a moderate Democrat, and I consider some of his ideas a little too extreme for me.
Is part of the excitement of Hillary that, you know, people, I don't hear it talked about that much. I'm excited that a woman might be elected president.
Yes, I think that's really exciting, and that is one of the reasons I do support her, but I don't want that to, I think she's a strong leader, so I don't want it to be the reason is because she's the woman, because there are other women running.
If there was a man that you believed in more, you'd vote for him?
I probably would, although I'd be tempted, because I would like to see...
What about, of all the people on the right, are there any of them that you respect, even if you don't agree with their politics?
There are some of them that I respect. I respect Chris Christie. I think he has some more, you know, balanced ideas. I respect Jeb Bush. The top three contenders right now are all so extreme in their views to me that it's hard to respect them. But with the exception of Donald Trump, who I think is crazy, I think the rest of them have, I think they want the best. I just don't agree with their ideas.
Do you feel, I feel some momentum now for Rubio after Iowa. He's going to get a lot of attention.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
We'll see how it pans out.
What about Trump? Speak a little about Trump.
I just think he's an arrogant person, and he's not used to... I mean, he's obviously done a lot of things in his life that, you know, that have brought him great success, but he's also had a lot of failures, and he's not used to people attacking him. People of his caliber are used to having yes people around them all the time, and he doesn't handle that very well. And being a world leader, people are going to attack you all the time, and you've got to be able to handle that. So
I think what he did is disgusting. He said that Ben Carson, who's a fantastic guy, had dropped out of the race during the caucus. I think it was a disgrace that he did it, and I don't think it should be even allowed. I think those votes should be taken away, and there were plenty of them.
I think you'll see one of the people out of the top three merge forward, and we'll see which one of them makes that. I think that most people really are somewhere in the middle that actually vote when it comes down to it. So
I'm almost done with you. Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
I'm hopeful for the future. I'm frightened by some of the candidates' ideas that would take us back, because I think we have made tremendous strides in the last few years.
You love America?
I do. I do. Very proud American.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners on WFMU in New York, in New Jersey, around the world?
Just learn to get along with others. I think that's the key piece. Learn to compromise and get along, no matter what your political leanings or your beliefs. If we learn to find compromise and be human beings, that's the best.
Pleasure speaking to you. Let me give you my card. Hold on just a second.
I know what we are capable of doing. I know we can create more good-paying jobs and raise incomes for hardworking Americans again. I know that we can finish the job of universal health care coverage for every single man, woman, and child. I know we can combat climate change and be the clean energy superpower of the 21st century.
Oh man, those promises are flying around, aren't they? I hope you're engaged, though, and paying attention. It's interesting. On we roll to New Hampshire, everybody. This is Paul Kantner with the first incarnation of Jefferson Starship, 4 years before the actual one was put together. I like this. Have you seen the stars tonight? Paul Kantner, Jefferson Starship, lots of luminaries in the background. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Blackie from General Hospital, Mike Love, Eddie Money, Brian Adams, Jane Wiedlin, all on this thing. Always remember Paul Kantner and Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hardy at the top of the hour. TNP follows. Dusty, Clay Pigeon, thanks for listening. Stars tonight.
Melissa likes this incarnation of the Starship. Glad you like it. I called you Melissa. Melinda. Sorry, Melinda. Melinda, on the AQ playlist, playing some Paul Kantner. No San Francisco sound, one toke over the line. Thank you, Corey, for listening. Cliff, Chrissy, ATF, Gabradochia, Ken from Hyde Park, Dale, all of you on the Aki playlist. Everybody listening out there in the hinterlands, around the world, where are you? This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Hardy White is next with Miracle Nutrition. Sinner's Crossroads, Kevin Nutt, Dave the Spaz, Nickname, and Stan. The weekend to follow. Everybody take care. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you next time. This is Clay Pigeon saying, for Maurice White, Paul Kantner, always remember.
Stars is sitting in the secret square, and the contestant who picks it first could win a prize package worth over $2,000. Which star is it? Lou Register, Butch Espinosa, Don Bourgeoisie, Hans Conry, Vincent Price, Wally Cox, Kamiko, Edward Everett Horton, Linda Day George, or Hardy White? All in the Hollywood Squares. And here's the master of Hollywood Squares, Peter Marshall.
Thank you. And hello, stars.
Hello, Peter.
I know you're going to make fun of my jacket.
Oh. No, I like your jacket.
Oh, that's a fine
Lovely
jacket.
Lovely jacket.
Our Miss Circle this evening is Karen Morris. Welcome to Hollywood Squares, Karen.
Thank you.
A nice round of applause. Karen is a housewife, mother of two, married to a general manager of a car lot.
Yes, there's a lot in there.
Yes, well, we wish you luck this evening. Mr. X is Ken Jones. Hiya, Ken. Nice
Hello.
To see
Hello.
You. Ken
Hello.
Jones. Ken is a teacher and water polo coach. He's married to a teacher. They have a young daughter. And we have a commercial word or two or three, and we'll return and play a Secret Square game worth over $2,300.
Welcome.
To Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you? As we visit, we learn, we unlearn. We listen, we forget. We wander, we reminisce. We laugh, we half laugh. We roll our eyes, we dream. We wonder. And we just enjoy being together at this unique moment in time and maybe put aside our worries for just a minute or 60. Oh, my friends, I'm so glad you're with me today. I am in bed sick. Oh, no, don't run out of the room. Don't worry. I don't think I'm contagious. I know I'm contagious. And so what I've done is I've made you like a balaclava out of gauze. If you just put that over your head, you will be completely protected. Whoops, I made a balalaka out of gauze instead. So you just put that over your head. It's like having a big cotton mandolin on you. And that, there's no way any germs will get in. And I really need the company. I've been sitting here watching these old game shows from when I was a young man and used to watch them sick in bed. And I feel like I'm time traveling because as I watch them laying in my bed here, I forget that all that time has passed and that I'm an old man watching the same show, and all the people I'm watching, more or less, are dead. Except for Mac Davis. Oh, I'm going to look that up.
When I was young, my grandfather had this little book tell you, I've talked about this before, tell you which stars are still alive. Now, it's very dated now because they're all dead. But it was very fascinating to me. I was like, oh, look at that person I never heard of is still alive. I'm just now hearing of them. But I'm glad that they're alive. But it won't be for long. And perhaps they no longer are. But I lay here now and I can get, oh, I'm so sick. Now, here's the funny thing. The other day, I was feeling very depressed. Oh, my goodness. Very, very down. I was so discouraged. The world was just collapsing in dark for me. And I thought, I'm not sure I want to live. And then I was blessed with the throwing up. And that's, I tell you, life does that to you. Now, once I was huddled over that toilet, I thought, oh, I want to live. Oh, life is so sweet. Please, Lord, let me. Oh, I start praying to every God there is. You know, and I say, please, all of y'all, if you spare me just this little bit of throwing up, I will stop complaining for, I don't know, at least 24 hours until I get my energy back. Oh, my goodness, isn't it? You don't know what you got until they paved over the parking lot. That's what the old song says, until it's gone. And then you say, where is everything? And then on the parking lot, though, they've mapped out where everything used to be, where the old baseball diamond was, and say, that's where Hank Aaron used to stand right there and roll his eyes. Oh, my friends, I don't know what to do. I've been so sick. I got the headache and being the sickness. And if I see you standing by the door, you can come a little closer. Sit in that chair there. I have a protective bubble made of plexiglass. Actually, I say that because I don't want to brag. Actually Lucite, which is very, very expensive. And I'm going to put this protective bubble on you. Caveat, you may suffocate. I don't know. I forgot to put any air circulation in there. I always thought that about the Get Smart cone of silence. I thought, oh, it's going to be a cone of eternal silence in a minute if they didn't put an air conditioning duct in there. I did that with a recording studio in my basement one time. I built an isolation booth. And what I'd really built was a sort of coffin. But I went in there and retro did it and put some ventilation in there, but I'd be working in there and go, man, I feel so dreamy. And then you'd pass out. Oh my goodness, right now, I hope I don't pass out. My grandmother used to take such good care of me as a child. Oh my goodness, whenever I was sick, she'd bring me all these nonsensical old-timey things. One of the things she'd done is rub Vicks Vapor Rub on your chest. It's going to absorb into your lungs. I go, well, that's so wrong. Absorb's not a word. And then, you know, that's not how it works. But bless you, the old-timers thought that, oh, if you put that Vicks Vapor Rub on him, then he's going to turn into a big menthol cigarette. And no, there's nothing that can live in that. So all germs are going to say, oh, man, this isn't a person. It's a big, it's a king-size cool. So let's get out of here. And, so she would do things like that. Another thing that I remember getting a lot of times was frozen orange juice concentrate. I don't know what that was for. I don't know, it was like a mega dose of vitamin C or something. Oh, sour and strangely delicious. She's big on concentrates. I'd also get what they called Coke syrup. I don't know if you can get this anymore. It's not cocaine. It's Coca-Cola syrup. It's like a Coca-Cola without the carbonated soda in it. So it's just syrup. Now it's supposed to calm your stomach. Now, I don't know how. With the caffeine in it and all. I don't know how. It was calming your stomach. It's sickness is too much for it. There's always an excuse for the medicine not working. So she'd bring me things like that. I remember an old compress, put a cold washcloth on my head, which again does absolutely nothing. But it doesn't matter because I think it was just my grandmother doting on me like that. You know, she said, oh, you throwed up. I'll rub powder on you. Oh, that's so nice. I like that. It's like going to the old-timey barber shop or something. Can I get a head massage? And she would have done it, too. A lot of the Grammys will put soup, get you all, oh, you got to have this soup or that soup. They want you to inhale things and all things like that. But I would just sit there. I don't remember. I guess I had to go in the living room to have it. Watch the TV, maybe get on the couch. I don't really remember very much about being sick when I was little. I do remember hallucinating one time. I was very feverish. I probably was 9 years old. And I was laying in my bed, and I was looking up at the ceiling, and I was hearing, like 100 little mumbling voices. And all of a sudden, the ceiling's one of them popcorn blowing, you know, the kind of textured ceilings? They call them popcorn ceilings. And I was looking up at that, and all those little things start moving, and they're all chattering little people. And I remember that very, very distinctly from when I was a child, and I thought, wow, if there was a way to hallucinate without every 2 seconds leaning over and throwing up in this garbage can, that would be great. And then I went to college. So I don't know, though. I think I like the regular state of health, just clear-headed. I'm going that way as I get older. Oh, mercy, please. I'm laying here. I'm feeling very weak. And, you know, it seems to me that this would be a blessing, not just for me, who is a bit of a whiner, but for all people who are arrogant and say, take them down a peg, boy. Nothing when somebody is leaning over being sick or something and they're absolutely helpless. It's very hard to be a lot of things. One, arrogant, bigot, all the things that make you lousy, you sort of lose because you now are completely dependent on the kindness of others, fool. And maybe should have thought ahead. And that's why I say, oh, my goodness. I always know that people are either are suffering, have suffered, or are about to suffer. Just like I say all the time about murders and criminals. Criminals come from three social classes. Very, very poor, very, very rich, and everybody in between. And that's a fact. See, everybody suffers. Everybody's capable of being awful.